Tēnā rā koutou katoa e te iwi, hakarongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hikua te ika, iwa tākau māwhitu ira tahi te iarere. Ai, runga te waia kōrero ko tākuta Liana McDonald, no te heringa waka ara ko te whare wānanga o Tāmiki, te whare wānanga o te whānganui ātara. Ai, no Ngāti Kuia, rangitāne o Wairau, rātou ko Ngāti Koata no reira, e te whāna me tāria ke tātou ki aia a tēnā koe tākuta McDonald.
Tēnā koe.
Thank you again for joining us all the way up here into Hiku o Te Ika to talk about how sharing the Māori history and history of New Zealand into our school curriculums and the research that you have been doing so far. I do have a few questions that I would like to put to you, and maybe let's start off with what has been the difficulty with teaching iwi histories within the mainstream curriculum, and what has the research collated so far?
Oh, well, ngā mihi for inviting me on here today. Your first question, what has been the difficulty with teaching this curriculum? I think, well, firstly, getting it into the curriculum itself has been a huge achievement, but the next step is actually putting it into practice. And I think that there hasn't been a lot of support out there for school and iwi in terms of how to implement this new curriculum. And so my experience is it's very much a case of working with other people to try and figure out the best way to go about that. And so often, you know, there are different stakeholders involved in how we do this, and they have different ideas and, different motivations for being involved. So it's, you know, trying to broker those relationships in a way where everyone feels like they're being listened to and we're working together and we're on the same page. So that's been quite a challenge, but it's been one that everyone involved in the project that I've been part of has approached with good spirit and good faith.
Mm. Yeah, and that has been a kōrero that has been going around in Ngāpuhi for a while now, as we've had like Dr. Patu Hoyepai and others challenge the books that are already out there on the New Zealand history and the fact that following our hearings up here that we haven't really been able to include those parts of our history. Also, how will the research benefit the education sector moving forward?
I think what I've learnt from this process is how locally contextualised this curriculum has to be. You know, I couldn't speak for other iwi and other rohe about how to go about it, but definitely getting a sense, you know, through working with my cousin and working with other relations who are working more closely with iwi interests back home, getting a sense of the politics and the history that matters in our region and how we need to approach it with the kura and our rohe. So, I think if we can get a sense of the importance of context and local needs and local priorities, I think that's a contribution to the wider way of how we think about how to implement this curriculum. I think it's very difficult for me to make generalised comments about what we need to do. You know, apart from things that we know already that you're just talking about brokering those relationships and making sure that everyone's voices are heard when it comes to how we deliver this, not just, you know, the dominant group having the final say, as has been the case with other strategies from the ministry.
So I have had an opportunity to get a little glimpse over the media release in regards to this kaupapa and how you speak about the way that Indigenous memories of colonial violence have been suppressed by our society and also what may be some of the effects on our psyche by raising these kaupapa in regards to the history of Aotearoa.
So one of the things that I did at the beginning of the research was talk to the students and surveyed them about what they'd previously done around New Zealand history and Marlborough history in particular. And what really surprised me was how little students had done. And I knew that there would be sort of a silence or a void there in terms of their knowledge of New Zealand history, but I guess even I was quite surprised at how very little had been done previously in other schooling years. So coming in with a really blank slate and then figuring out or delivering, I guess, history. I mean, that's what we're trying to do with the research, is track the impact of that in terms of how students now think about not only history, but about race relations in Marlborough in the present. So the collective sense is about how they think differently about Māori and about New Zealand society in terms of learning about these histories. But also there's a sort of individual sense of, well, what does that mean for me and the choices that I make and how I think about my roles and responsibilities as a person of Aotearoa. So, yeah, there's a collective sense of how we work together as a society, but also this individual sense of what it means to me personally.
So you're one of many who have addressed this kaupapa and have attempted to research and see how it would work its way into the mainstream curriculum of our schools throughout Aotearoa. So, and what has been the real inspiration for yourself to come aboard and try and make this happen?
I was involved in a research project, and still am, called He Taonga Te Wari Wari, and how we remember and forget our difficult colonial histories, led by Professor Joanna Kidman and Dr. Vincent O'Malley. And so what we did is we went to sites associated with colonial violence, and predominantly sites associated with the New Zealand wars, and we looked at how that colonial violence is remembered at the sites. And so if you go to places like the Waikato Wars, for instance, in Rangiapia, there's a lot there that iwi have done to recognise the war, but there are some sites that haven't got any sort of recognition. And so it was really interesting going to those sites, you know, thinking about how the physical representation is mirrored in our lack of knowledge about, you know, the past and colonial violence. And so that really inspired me to want to contribute to this new Aotearoa New Zealand Histories curriculum in some way, and to work more with school and with my cousins to think about how that can be delivered.
Absolutely. And have you received lots of support yourself from not only university and those who have been part of this kaupapa He Taonga Te Wari Wari, but also those who you are going out to do your research with out in the public, the local hapu and iwi?
Vaguely said, my cousin Peter Mehana, he works for Massey University, he's a senior lecturer in Māori history, and also he's on the iwi board for Rangitāne o Wairau. So he's played an important role, seminal role to this research. He's the person who is delivering Rangitāne perspective of history in the field trips that we go on with this class that we're working with. So we're working with a class of Year 9 and 10 students. We've been on two field trips so far. We've got three field trips to do in total. And two of them were to sites of significance for Rangitāne in the Wairau region. The first field trip, we went to, I guess, more traditional sites, or sort of, I guess, pre-colonial is what they've been termed, sites of significance for Rangitāne. And then the second field trip was at sites of colonial conflict, like the Wairoa Fray, is really significant in Marlborough. But least well known is the Wairau Reserves, which came after the Fray incident, where Māori were pushed onto parcels of land, reserved land, by the government. Without, you know, those iwi perspectives of history, the project wouldn't be the same. It wouldn't go ahead, I think, if we didn't have iwi involvement. And also other members of my whānau I have spoken to about the project as well.
We can already understand the benefits of kaupapa like this, because we do have mixed ideologies of the New Zealand history. And at the times, you know, we see whānau getting in conflict because some just want to move forward with our current system, and some wants to actually revitalise those taonga tuku iho, which is our kōrero, and that's where we see in our society, those unnecessary conflicts due to misunderstanding or lack of knowledge of these kaupapa.
Yes, and of course, whānau, or, you know, there won't always be an agreeance about the history either. So, you know, particularly within Mairohe, there's 8 iwi, and, you know, each has a, you know, if we're looking at the Wairoa fray in particular, each iwi has a different perspective or comes at that event in a different way. So I think, you know, highlighting the complexity of these histories, that there isn't just one iwi narrative either, is there is, you know, even though there tends to be like a dominant colonial one, there are other perspectives. So I guess, yeah, holding space for all those different perspectives is important.
Mm. Thank you again for joining us and speaking on this kaupapa. I look forward to seeing the future of this project and seeing how it rolls out, because as you said, you are going to be down in the Marlborough region and testing this out, and hopefully it helps to reshape the New Zealand history curriculum throughout our schools. So any final kōrero for our listeners up here in Te Hiku o Te Ika and throughout Te Tai Tukerau who are listening in today?
Oh, no, just stay safe and stay well in this particular time. Thank you.
So all the best for the rest of your day, Dr. McDonald, and thank you.
Thank you. Ka kite.
Ai, ko takuta Liana McDonald, tērā me wero o ngā kaupapa e pāna ki te marau mā tauranga me te hitoria o Aotearoa, me ngā hitoria o ngā iwi Māori huri no i te motu o Aotearoa. Hoia no rei, te whānau mautonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o Te Hiko Te Ika. Iwa te kaumāwhitu ira tahi te iarere.